You're listening to the Faith Unpacked podcast.
Welcome back to the Faith Unpacked podcast with Jamie and Jason. This is episode 264. And today, I want to talk about wisdom. And the need for wisdom and the seeking of wisdom. And part of this is I'm currently in the process of teaching a class on the book of Proverbs at my church. And so this particular topic is often on my mind. But even on a more personal level, you know, the reality of our need for godly wisdom is evident all the time. You know, it's so easy, and I will say in my personal life, just here, even in recent times, a couple weeks ago, I made a decision that was driven out of emotion, it was driven out of fear, and it ended up impacting, you know, in a great way, a personal relationship of mine with a very dear and meaningful friend in my own personal life. And that's, you know, it's so sad that one moment of foolishness, one moment of just sinful decision making in terms of deciding to be guided by the flesh and be guided by, you know, human wisdom can ultimately do such great damage. But it is a reminder that, you know, we as the people of God, we are called to be a wise people. We are called to be an example to our culture and certainly the world of godly wisdom that ultimately points people to the glory of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, Moses says to the people, but you have remained faithful to the Lord your God and are alive to today. Look, I have taught you the statutes and ordinances as the Lord, my God, has commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are about to possess, carefully following them, for this will show your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the peoples when they hear about all the things, the statutes, they will say, this is a great nation, indeed, a wise and understanding people. And so this is what the call of a believer in the Lord Jesus is, right? That we are a people that pursue godly wisdom. And we recognize that that wisdom does not come from ourselves, right? It does not come from our own thinking or our own flesh. In fact, the book of Proverbs makes it very clear to us that if we're guided by the flesh, we are not walking in wisdom. In fact, the way that seems right to a man, the proverb says, the end thereof is death, versus the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. And in fact, the book of Proverbs even begins with that statement. You know, chapter 1 begins with the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for learning what wisdom and discipline are, for understanding insightful sayings, for receiving wise instruction in righteousness, in justice, and integrity, for the teaching of shrewdness and shrewdness to the inexperienced, knowledge and discernment to a young man. A wise man will listen and increase his learning, and a discerning man will obtain guidance. For understanding a proverb or parable, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and discipline. And so, if we want to be people that are wise, we're told in scripture here, then we have to be people that literally pursue the wisdom of God. We literally have to pursue this, what the Bible calls the fear of the Lord. That's where we find wisdom. And, you know, it invites the question, and we've talked about this once before. If you go back to episode 221 you'll find we addressed in quite great detail what this fear of the Lord is, what it means, how it plays out. And I just want to remind you what the fear of the Lord is from a biblical perspective. You know, so often we think of the fear of the Lord as simply just this reverential awe, right, of the Lord. It's to be in awe of his righteousness, his majesty, his holiness, his power. Yet, biblically speaking, when you see the fear of the Lord, it's an expression of actual learning and obedience to God's very word, to the things that God has to say. And so many texts of scripture show us this, right? The fear of the Lord is associated with obedience. You know, if you look at like Deuteronomy 10:12 or 8:16 or 8:6, to walk in the way of the Lord is the fear of the Lord, right? In Deuteronomy 10:12, to love him is to walk in the fear of the Lord. Deuteronomy 10, 12, 20, and 13, 4 is to serve him, right? The fear of the Lord is to serve the Lord. Deuteronomy 14, 4 is the fear of the Lord is to listen to God's voice. Deuteronomy 6, 24, 17, 18, and 19 is to carefully observe his statutes. And Deuteronomy 10:13, 13:4, 5:29, 6:2, 8:6 is to keep his commands. The fear of the Lord is and does all of that, right? And you see this played out in lots of different ways. The fear of the Lord includes obedience, like we talked about. Psalms 111, 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all who follow his instructions have good insight. His praise endures forever. The fear of the Lord is required and commanded for the people of God. This is not optional. It's something we must do, right? The Lord commanded us all, this is Deuteronomy 6, to follow all of his statutes and the fear of the Lord, our God, for our prosperity always and for our preservation as it is to today. And the same kind of thing in chapter 10. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you except to fear the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways, to keep his commands and to worship the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, keeping the Lord's commands and statutes for I am giving you today for your own good. The fear of the Lord is to be taught. It's learned. It's passed on from generation to generation, right? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10. The day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, the Lord said to me, assemble the people before me, and I will let them hear my words so that they may learn to fear me all the days of their lives as they live on the earth and may instruct their children. Same thing in chapter 6. This is the command, the statute, the ordinance of the Lord your God has instructed me to teach you so that you may follow them in the land you are about to enter and possess. Do this that you may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life by keeping his statutes and commands I am giving you, your sons, your grandsons, so that you may have a long life. And of course, only the Lord is to be feared. Only the Lord is to have that reverential awe and obedience. Deuteronomy 6, 13 through 14 speaks to that. The fear of the Lord leads to blessing. There's lots of examples of that, right? The fear of the Lord leads to wisdom and instruction. It leads to loving kindness. It leads to goodness and compassion. It fulfills desires. It is a blessing. It brings stability of life and even brings reward, right? Proverbs 22:4, the results of the results of humility is fear of the Lord, along with wealth, honor, and life. And then, of course, the fear of the Lord, the lack or the neglect of the fear of the Lord brings cursings. You know, the opposite is also true. Without knowledge, without the fear of God, the result is it does not go well, right? And you see lots of examples of that. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5 is an example of that. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, listen closely to wisdom and direct your heart to understanding. Furthermore, if you call out to insight and lift up your voice to understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. So if you pursue it, you will receive it. If you don't pursue it, you end up in some serious trouble. It doesn't go well, right? The one who rejects the fear of the Lord, the result is disastrous for them. And so the plea is to pursue, you know, the fear of the Lord. And then, of course, the fear of the Lord fully avoids evil. By seeking and pursuing the fear of the Lord, you're able to avoid evil, right? Proverbs 3:7, don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Proverbs 8:13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate arrogant pride, evil conduct, and perverse speech. Proverbs 16:6, wickedness is atoned for by loyalty and faithfulness, and one turns from evil by the fear of the Lord. Or Proverbs 23:17, do not let your heart envy sinners, instead, always fear the Lord. And so you see just this repeated pattern that the fear of the Lord is not just awe. The fear of the Lord is actually listening to God's word, taking in God's word, and then applying God's word, right? Responding in obedience to it. And then even to then turn and to teach it to your kids and your grandkids. That's the charge. But we recognize, you know, this is a choice, right? This is not something forced. And you see that in Proverbs chapter 2, where you have these contingental statements. You know, it says at the beginning of Proverbs chapter 2, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, listen closely to wisdom and direct your heart to understanding. Furthermore, if you call out to insight and lift your voice to understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then, here we are in verse 5, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up success for the upright. He is a shield for those who live with integrity, so that you may guard the path of justice and protect the way of his loyal followers. Then you will understand righteousness, justice, integrity, and every good path, for wisdom will enter your mind and knowledge will delight your heart. So, all of that directly implies that we are pursuing the knowledge of God, that we are pursuing the truth of God, because otherwise, and here's, you know, the sad reality of our human condition, right? If I'm not directly pursuing God and his wisdom, then I end up falling back into my own thinking, my own human wisdom, which of course is folly, and that folly brings death, right? The human wisdom never results in anything good. It never results in the righteousness of God. It never results in the fullness of God's design, it only leads to destruction. And it's so easy for us, right? It's so easy for us to be drawn into making decisions on a emotional level, right? On our feelings, not on objective truth. And sadly, when we do that, we end up, you know, making some terrible mistakes that we end up regretting, right? Our foolishness, and I'm using my own example again, right? There's a lot of regret in my heart, in my mind right now, just for that foolishness that resulted, right? Had you sought wise counsel, had you considered what would be a godly response instead of just like, oh, I can appease the situation, right? I have some wisdom that I can bring to bear. And then in the end, it ends up being very, very destructive because, again, it was a failure to pursue good, godly wisdom. And so we're charged as the people of God. No, we're commanded to be those who pursue the Lord and pursue his wisdom so that we can walk in the way that God calls us to walk and respond to life in a way that is absolutely extraordinary, you know, in this world and in this culture where so many of us end up making horrible decisions because we don't recognize, hey, I need to be reminded all the time of God's word, right? I need to be reminded of all the statutes and commands of the Lord, what God says is good, what God says is right, what God says is just, because so much of what goes on is not that, right? So much of that is literally the antithetical view or the opposite view, the different idea that our flesh brings to bear, which has no commonality, you know, with the truth of God, with the truth of Scripture. And so I know it's a short episode, but just wanted to jump in here and share what I hope is an encouragement to you as you seek to walk as the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I do as well. And I need these reminders actively before my mind all the time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Faith Unpacked podcast. We're so thankful for your time. We hope and pray that these encourage your faith and walk with Jesus Christ. If you'd like to hear past episodes, you can find them on our website at faithunpacked.com. We'd also invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcasting site. If you have any questions, feel free to hit us up on social media, or you can send us an email at faithunpacked@gmail.com. And we invite you back next time as we continue to unpack our faith together.